Full Works pre-game interview.
The president of Newtown Tool, Aaron Keating, has been good enough to join us in the K-Rock van, and he's standing alongside our own Matty Dowling. Dallo.
Aaron, you would have preferred to have been playing here yesterday, but nonetheless, you're standing here with us this afternoon. How the vibes around the footy club this week in preparation for today against Bell Park?
Yeah, g'day, Dallo. The vibe's pretty good. We understand what's on the line today, and we would have rather been here yesterday, but it is what it is. It's been a good week on the track, and let's see what the boys can bring today.
And some handy additions back into the side. Logan Morey, Gennaro Bove and Luke Maddock all come back in. That'll help strengthen your side.
Yeah, definitely. I guess overall it's probably one of the strongest teams we've had in from a maturity and leadership. Obviously Doc's a captain, Logan brings a lot, and Gennaro's a really experienced footballer, and he brings that leadership as well. So from that perspective, a lot of experience coming back in the side. We really like the look and feel of the side with those three back in.
Thanks for joining us, Keats. How's the coach? Because he doesn't want to be known as the bloke that had a team double chance 2 years in a row going out, zipping four over four finals. How's he been coping this way? Because if we know that he's fairly intense and he wants his club to go where you haven't been for 40 years.
Yeah, look, I think he's fine. He says he's fine, but I spent a fair bit of time through the week. We have a fair few coffee catch-ups.
Who pays?
We probably split it. We're pretty good both ways. But look, he understands the enormity of it. He understands Newtown Chill, and we haven't been there for a long, long time. So, we just reiterate to him that, let's just stick to the process, stick to what he's good at. He's a competitor. Everyone knows how competitive he is. So he really wants to win. We need to win and want to win. But, he's been good with the boys through the week.
Clubs are judged on what happens at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, even though you're football netball clubs. But a good day yesterday. The under-18 AFL Bowen Division 1 under-18s are through to a grand final, and so is your A-grade netballers. I suppose we just, start of the year, we'll just write Newtown Chewell in one position and just see who plays him on grand final day.
Yeah, that's right. The netball's great. Everyone knows our strength. We've got a really good program there, but we had six teams go through in the netball straight in yesterday, so some juniors right through. I think we dropped E-grade, but they get another crack next week.
So that's 6 of 12 straight through to a grand final.
Yep, and then we've got another couple play off next week to get in, so it's in a really good spot. The under-18s, they played really good football yesterday. They're coached by three of our senior players, Fop, Mitchie Dodos and Mitchie Diamond, so you can't ask for better leaders, but we're actually a bottom age team. There's only three or four top ages. So I know Steve's eyes light up and the coaching crew look at what's coming through over the next few years. It's really exciting, but they're in a really good spot.
Keats, we were just talking to Piggy about the same thing. It's always difficult with so many clubs in such a small area in terms of... But it's been pretty remarkable in terms of being able to have that level of success, especially in netball. I know firsthand what that's been like, but over a sustained period. And up against good clubs around you, like St. Joey's and Bell Park, and Piggy was just saying about West, they're going to come back with Buddha and stuff like that. So it must be a lot of work off the field doing that sort of stuff. It's a constant reality, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe, success breeds more success. Yep. And we've got a really strong junior program. I went up to the under-14 presentations this morning after some netball, and our club rooms were full. We've got four sides, but then all the parents and supporters and grandparents. So it was a really good sight to walk in there on a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and our club rooms are full. We've got a great program. We've got great people, both on and off the field. We're really blessed with some of the names, AFL names that we've got going through. O'Bree, Carousella, Drew Peachy's there, Stevie J, Wojcinski. So that attracts people. And then the netball, the success just shows. People want to play there. Juniors come through. We have a great Auskick and Netset program. It's probably too big, to be honest. And with the AFL Barn looking at what happens as you go up through and perhaps caps on age groups and teams in age groups, we need to look at that, because you'd probably have to cut that off at the Auskick and Netset go, because it's so strong. If you don't have the teams for them to go through, you would probably have to address it at that level.
Do you expect junior team capping at 14s and 16s to take place?
I'm not sure. We obviously would hate to turn kids away from clubs. You know, we all talk to different presidents, and there's a lot of differing views on that. And some clubs struggle. We don't, and we fish from the same pond, as we said before. You know, West, Bell Park, Joey's, Ammo's, the list goes on. So I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure whether capping's the answer, but we probably need to even out the numbers a little bit somehow.
He's rolling. Oh, Jason, do you want to go?
The only one I was going to say was Piggy was talking about the Dragons inclusion side. Newtown have got that too with Nathan Braddock, and what's that done for the club? It looks like it's brought another branch to the club.
Yeah, it's massive, and Piggy's they're really good in that area. We essentially got Bell Park's second licence. Yep. They couldn't get a second team, so Nathan came across and got that going. It's been great. The families, the boys, it's just fantastic. Yep. And what it brings to the club is great. The seniors, it's infectious, the joy and enthusiasm they bring. So we'll continue to do that. We may need another side because the numbers are pretty good. The sponsorship for the team's really good too. They'll have their own bus the way we're going. So
got a dirty pool or spark or pool works. Geelong Talk Ian Ocean Grove speaking with Newtown and Chilwell President Aaron Keating on K-Rock Footy. Here's Rowan Sparron.
Keats, how much has Stevie J's experience helped some of the younger boys coming through, especially after last year's exit, this year going back into the well? How's his experience helped those younger boys?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, the outsiders can look at what we recruit, and it's not huge numbers in terms of big name players coming to the side. It's from our juniors that we discuss. You know, you look at, obviously, Madola's not playing today, but Coville, Madola, Panisi, Coburn, it goes on. And what he's been able to do with those guys, give them a belief, teach them some tricks, it's been massive. His experience, his football brain is unbelievable. It's, you know, personally something I've enjoyed understanding. He teaches it in a pretty simple way, easy to understand, and he gets the results. So he's massive, and he's got his eyes over the 18s, and he's tapping 18-year-olds on the shoulder saying, do this, or how about this, or where your positioning is. So it's unbelievable. Yeah, it really is. He's next level.
Just very quickly, Newtown and Chilwell have tied this up at 38 apiece. Breathe. There's still 7 minutes to play, Keats. You do have the aid of the breeze.
And just to follow up to that, how important has he been for the wider club with his experience? And obviously you talk about the drawing power that he brings with his name at league level. How important has he been for the broader club?
Oh, he's been massive. When you look at off-field, he makes my job as president of a club a lot easier. There's no doubt he's got some drawing power. We look at some of our home games, and the numbers that are there and around the, you know, quarter-time huddles and that is huge. Sponsors love him. To get someone like him up and, you know, our sponsors day this year, we had him up there speaking. It was hosted by Cam Mooney and Andrew McDonald. They were our three guest speakers. So, you know, those people want to be around, and Steve's front and centre driving that. But, you know, even yesterday I was here over at A-grade netball and chatting to the players before they went on, and he just loves sport, you know. We're talking about maybe a switch, you know, switch the coaches for a game. He'd love to coach an A-grade netball for a game, so never know.
We might broadcast the A-grade netball game. It'd be a lot of fun. Keats, how aware of the Lara progress the club president's being kept in terms of the loop with, you know, now I think it's 17 or 18 days till the go-no-go is decided? We had Shana Miyake on last week, and it's a case of not if, they will be part of the season next year. Where are you sort of being advised? Is that coming from AFL Bowen?
There's not a huge amount of detail of where it will land. Obviously, all the presidents see a lot of each other, and, you know, with finals, there's a lot more presidents around. So, you know, I'm not denying that it's always a subject that we touch on. I think there's a consensus that it will be back next year. That seems to be the consensus. What the final decision? I guess we have to wait and see.
Is there a concern about the potential competitiveness of a senior football team?
Oh, look, I think there is. We've seen it this year, and we saw it last year. You know, you look through the depth of the sides, both reserves and seniors, and, you know, there's some massive numbers, there's some massive games, and, you know, we look at some of the teams. We've had some big injuries come out of those games as well, Logan being one of them. So, look, there's no doubt, speaking on behalf of myself and my club, there is some concern of how competitive it can be.
Yep. Appreciate your time. I'm guessing you want to watch the last 4 minutes of this. Ollie Boothie has a shot for St Albans. Any score will put them in front. It's actually not going to carry to the goal line. The breeze has really got up. It's probably a 4 or 5 goal breeze, but there's a chain of handball, front of the pack, quick snap, and any score will put St Albans in front, and they lead by a point. Keith, we might let you go and enjoy or endure the next three or so minutes.
There's another couple of hours to go after this one too, but thanks, guys. Have a good call. Thanks as always. Pullworks pre-game interview.